Hello there, and welcome into Better Advertising with Better Media, a podcast for brand founders and marketers to share strategies and stories that help brands grow in the marketplace world we're living in today, the world of Amazon and Walmart. My name is Justin Knuckles, and I'm your host here on the show. I also work with various clients here at Better Media as an account director. Today's topic is a part two of our previous conversation on artificial intelligence. Joining us again is my Better Media colleague, Adam Malott, and Brent West, who has an incredible resume as a fractional CMO, keynote speaker, and more. Definitely go check out part one if you haven't already. For context, these two attended the annual Prosper Conference in Las Vegas and led an AI hackathon, basically breaking everyone into teams of strangers to complete a huge task in 1 hour with AI's help. We'll pick up again where we stopped in part one. So Brent, let's go into the project you tasked everyone to complete with AI's help. What was the problem at hand?
The problem at hand and what we agreed upon is once we had the table captains, Adam was a part of a team of those captains, we would meet. So the way we would run this to kind of ramp it up to make sure all specifics were covered were once the table captains were assigned and located and we reach out and make sure everyone wants to take part. We met as a group. And what I needed from Adam and some of our other peers who were on that, I said, like, I need the table captain's input on like what will make sense for this audience at this show, because I'm just starting to dip my toe into the Prosper world and starting to really network with a lot of you at BTR and some different companies and really starting to sink my brain into this other industry that I'm just getting to know. But so we met and I explained the hackathon and ran them through like the minute, but as Adam knows, a minute by minute, blow by blow of like, this is how fast we have to move. But I did say to the group, I said, here's a list of what I would propose. And what I went out for in the fall for this automotive event was we said, you can go out with a new vehicle product line launch and all of the things that would go into that marketing campaign to get it to like, just to get it out the door to market into social channels, radio stations, TV spots, or they could do a parts and service campaign. On this one, the table captain said, what would be really good for everyone is everyone's got to create a product or they have each table has their own new product that they have to bring to market. And again, there was a laundry list of about 7 or 8 very big things like a listings page with all the right content, social media imaging, copy posts. We did the brand promotion. Yeah, all the promotional stuff, brand stories, all the like, because we also made some things that were very, very foundational because but as the group decided, what was really interesting and fun was letting each table captain pick their own product. So Adam and Abe and Liz, all of them, everyone had a product. And if you missed the product picking meeting, like our friend Amy Weiss did, she got hers picked for her by the group, which we were not kind. we made it super hard, but of course she delivered. And that's how we went forward. So once the table captains understood the structure and the timing, because as Adam said, we were working inside an hour to get a lot of things done. And when I first present that to any group of table captains, there's a little bit of a freak out factor of like, how are we possibly going to build all this in an hour? And I always just have to say, trust me, we'll get it all done. And the more we do these, the more we actually learn how to make them even more efficient. However, once we had that, it was actually recommended I always recommend to the table captains, go through the entire hack on a timer yourself. Like just get in and start building the assets out and then bring all those assets in. And what we did was we used a platform called Gamma App to take the content into and build very quick AI generated presentations or landing pages. And the part of using Gamma was it streamlines that collection and organization, but it's also just one more thing to show the audience, right? Like, because everyone at the table may use different tools or different image tools, and there's so many AI things. So we had a core set of tools to use, but Gamma was the big one. But that way, by the time the hack comes around, every table captain is ready to take a team through it because they've built a bunch of the stuff themselves. They've messed around with all the tools that we as a group agreed that we are going to use and show the audience. And then from there, it's just a matter of like, are we good? Like, our only real worry is like, do we have enough, do we have power close enough for someone's laptop And is the Wi-Fi stable enough to like carry and it prosper? Like I said, it got really interesting because there was a, compared to the Vegas show, there was, I would say at least 60 more people than the first time we did it. So the audiences that are coming to are growing. But the nice thing about the hack is you could set up the criteria to be whatever you wanted it to be. Right, you could apply it to media buying. You could apply it to home building. You could apply it, like, to project management if you were a spec home builder. Like, you could, and you could take builders through the same. Like, it doesn't really matter what the content or the show is. You just have to go to the subject matter experts that are the table captains, and that's what makes it so lovely. Is what is going to be the most value of the show. So my job as the orchestrator and the creative behind it is just to sit with people like Adam and Abe and Liz and Amy and go and Chad and just say, what is of value to this audience? And once we have that, then we roll because, everyone who's a table captain is some sort of marketer in some level. So we all get it. Like, we can basically, now that, you know, we've kind of rolled this out of the gate, I could interdisperse these table captains from the automotive show to the Prosper show. Like, it does, because what I'm finding is everyone that's sort of leading the teams are all marketers. And that also kind of makes it cool because we're staying beholden to some of the spirit of what these shows really want to help their people with, right? Which is their strategies, their marketing.
Yeah. I think you made a really interesting point, in that we're not really sure what the capabilities, a lot of people who participated in these events weren't really sure, myself included, right, what the capabilities of these specific tools entail, or like what they can do for us in our day to day. So for myself, right, when I come in and I see this laundry list of actionables to complete in under an hour, right, and this is everything from, you know, having an idea of a product we want to launch, right? And in my instance, it was a pop-up tent that was winter insulated. You could just take it out of your backpack and throw it and poof, there's a winter insulation and a comfy place to sleep, right? Where do you start when you have that idea in terms of imagery, in terms of brand logo creation, in terms of branding, in terms of proper keywords to index for, and all sorts of different facets, right? But you find that if you take one, if you start from the top, you know, in my example, have to start somewhere, and it's a lot of moving pieces when you're trying to hammer all this out in under an hour. So where do we start? But with branding and imagery, and then from there, of course, you know, we give it some keyword prompts and say, okay, here are the top keywords that, you know, we think would make sense to ingrain into this listing, and then we throw that into a prompt, and then it gives us a beautiful product description. And then we say, hey, we want to run, 20% off coupons or what have you, in the fall, you know, before winter camping season, if that were a thing. And then it will do something like that for you. So, you know, it's kind of like a compounding experience to me where I really learned that you can continue digging into what you're trying to actively solve in AI to solve additional problems. Right. And I think we all kind of came to that realization about halfway through this experience. When we weren't close to checking off the entire list, right? But then before you know it, you have everything done. You just need to put it all in one spot using AI. So I thought that was a really cool experience.
And we worked it in a way, like, I don't want to give it all away because some show's going to listen and steal all our stuff, Adam. They won't do it as well as we do it. We use some technology as well so that while we were in this huge keynote hall with all this audio visual, we still allowed, like, the coaches then logged into things in order for us to flash everyone's work up on the screens without like plugging in extra machines. So we were really leveraging kind of all the coolest, latest technology in one way or the other to actually make this as streamlined as possible. So when we got to the presentations, we were just switching tables and up on the big screens, like, even though remote from there, just everyone was like I said, we just had to rely on the Wi-Fi not going down. We were good as long as, like, you know, we have good, strong conference Wi-Fi. So thank you, Emeralds, for helping us out. So it made everything just sort of a learning on how to do it, even on a grand scale. Like, let's say BTR does this at like a company retreat or something, like an offsite. You know, Adam's got enough intel to go, okay, this is how we present the work. This is how we build it. This is how we organize it. So it can be, it can be a lot of fun and super efficient, but I do commend my tables, because Adam said it's you can see it at that halfway point every show so far when I've run this, either big scale or small scale. And I've done this kind of in boardrooms with smaller teams as well. But you see them at this, there's that halfway point, like Adam said, like, man, we still have a bunch of stuff to check off. And different team captains, like Adam ran his team differently than Amy or Liz would, or Chad on the other side of the aisle, or like the Korean team that was just off of Adam's table. Like everybody was sort of working through their stuff differently, and it was really interesting to see it. But everybody had that halfway point panic of, we're not going to get this done. But then you could, like Adam said, how very quickly, and I would say this to the tables, is that, you know, trust the tech enough that it's going to work really fast for you. Get as much of it built up front as you possibly can. And then you've got this luxury of massaging it and getting it where you truly want it for presentation. And that's also one of the learnings about any AI tool, regardless of how you're using it. Think about the time it's saving you, and then use that time to get the output and make the output better. It's not like, you know, I just used AI to write all this copy, so now I've got 45 minutes free. No, I've got 45 minutes now to really look at that, or reach out to, say, both of you and say, guys, I need a couple of quotes in here based on this article I wrote that you guys were, you know, on some work you're doing inside BTR. Like, that just gives you this luxury to kind of humanize the work too, because there's, and we'll get into that later, but there's also this thread of sort of lazy use. So why we did this present, like the, why the hackathon has so much emphasis on, we need to carve out X amount of time based on tables to get all the presentations in. And each team only has 2 minutes. But the point of that is to make sure that, to see how fast the tools work, so that you can finesse things and make them tighter and make them better. And a couple, you know, I mean, I think every team at some point or another rolled out something that blew everybody's mind, either based on the way they assembled, the way they put it together, like Adam's team, and I think it was Liz's team, just like front to back, just had the ask down, and the way they organized it and the way it was presented. So, you know, some people, like, there was images that someone on the Korean team had so much time to like really finesse, that there were these images that they were blowing out that were beautiful. Or so it just, it's a reminder that, you know, use the valuable time for the valuable work, and use AI to get all the fast, crappy stuff out of the way.
I think of it as sort of an engine, right? You know, you get a new car, and that is not the final product. I mean, I suppose it is, right? But it's not going to perform optimally if you're not under the hood tweaking things to sort of get to that vehicle to where you want it to be eventually, right?
Sure.
So I think of it in terms of, you know, in terms of an engine. It's kind of how I relate to AI as a subject. But in terms of, you know, our day-to-day job, right, and our management, you know, something I've taken upon myself is continuing to improve on the things that we had learned in the AI hackathon, right? How can I take Gamma App and a bunch of keywords and a bunch of campaign strategy information, throw it into a prompt to create me a high-level marketing plan or what have you, you know? How can I use AI to simplify my day to day? So that kind of brings me to a good question. You know, AI is new for a lot of us, right? I would even say probably for the majority of us. And as you'd said, you know, we kind of see it from a 10,000 foot view. We're very green. Brent, what recommendations do you have for somebody who's interested in learning more about AI's capabilities or tools, you know, to ingrain into some sort of marketing role or what have you?
I think that if someone really wants to dive into it, the best thing to do is carve out a little bit of a budget for something like, and I always recommend this, like if you got the $20 a month, pay for the pro version of ChatGPT or the pro version, like if you're using Gemini or whatever service you're using, if it's got in like a paid version of just the thing you're using the most and playing with the most, like spend the money on a license that gives you the most power of that tool. Because again, if you are spending some time with it, and the more I play with the, you know, the pro version of ChatGPT and build GPTs and, you know, assess documents and do work with all those little things. It's just making my brain kind of come up with, oh, I wonder if I can build this or assemble this way. But for people in marketing specifically who want to really get their hands dirty with it, I think it's a blend of a couple of, you know, it's just a blend of things. First off is, I like to do this. It's like, do it analog, like get out a piece of paper and a pencil and write out all the things that you would like to do quicker or that take a lot of time. Like, oh, this is like, what are all the things in your job? If you are currently marketing, what are all the things? Cause I like the operational side of it. And Adam, we're just touching on that. What are all the things that take a lot of time or that are repetitive? Because the irony of it is that we're just training AI to do more automation, right? Because automation came first and it's been around for centuries. And AI has been around formally since 1956. And, you know, there's been builds on it throughout the late 50s and through the 60s. So again, as I've said at different shows, AI is not a new thing. It's just right. They're letting us dumb animals play with it now to see if we can break it. So write all the things down that just take a lot of time and then start researching online how to, if there's prompts for this, like, right, you know, you've searched it. So Adam goes like, I got to write, you know, 8,000 emails a week, whatever that weird task is, right? I got to do this keyword in analysis or whatever that is. Find all of those things that are the tedious tasks and then start to search them out. Like go out online. God, there's like so much information out there, but you probably find some good write-ups, probably a couple of good articles or websites that are dedicated to prompt engineering and different kind of tactics. So they'll just reveal themselves to you as search is built to do. So go do that. Like I said, like, and Adam, we were talking about this in Vegas, like the tools are so cool right now because you can just beat stuff up. Like you can just go in and muck around. You're not going to break anything. You're not going to shut down your system. Like, you know, before if I was mucking around with code and back in the day and programming things on my computer and trying to set up databases and all this other, like, you know, just the amount of damage I could do to my own system by not being so versed. Like this is just a playground where you can just go experiment with things. So if you've done that first wave of like, just go explore and figure out things that you would like to solve. And then the other thing I highly recommend is if there is a local workshop where you can go in person and like do like a blow by blow. And I did that in Toronto. I went to an 11-hour AI workshop that was amazing. And it was taught by a gentleman, I think that instructs over at Harvard, or he was just, the last one he did was there. Anyways, Addy was just such a great moderator and workshop facilitator because we were going like step by step through app builds and just all this different stuff. And I was like, you know, I've used ChatGPT. Like I upgraded to pro that day, right? He's like, if you're not on this, like we were literally typing things out. He goes, no one hit a button, right? Like we would type stop. We would go through like no one hit enter. No one do, you know, no, don't press go because we would mess up these builds. But it was this fun day where we sat around all these different executives and professionals. And again, it was just that, you know, looking over each other's shoulder. How are you building this? How are you building that? We were all doing the same thing. But I think that the in-person aspect is if you're in a place that you can get to something like that in person, I highly recommend that. As we saw at the hackathon, even doing that at a table for an hour, like we had people coming up to us the whole show, just talking about the things they learned. And then they're sending them off on these, like down these rabbit holes of other things they wanted to build and do. So just go out and play with it, like push the tools around. There's a lot of them that give you free access to things too. So you can experiment with them, find a live class, like a live workshop, if you can go. And I always think that's just the best way to learn. And if you have to do it remote, but there's enough stuff around, but anything you can go to that will have like a really well-versed instructor, because everyone's putting out like guides to prompts and this and that, but to actually have someone go, we're going to build a goddamn app, like count me in, right? Like we were like hooking up Zapier to this and our Google Drive to this and ChatGPT was just, like, we just had all of this stuff going on by the end of the day, man. Like we just had like, you know, credits were rolling off for Zapier. Right. We had the API hooked up on ChatGPT. Like we were, you know, we were like API hookups and web hooks. And like, we just had so much stuff going on that I, in a million years walking into that, I thought, okay, I'm going to get a lot of good intel on prompting. I'm going to get some tool stuff, you know, just the way to write and use the tools. And by the end of the day, like, there's still things from that workshop that I'm like, oh, I gotta go do more on that thing. Right. So, I think that's the way anybody should really get started, but it's such a lovely environment because most of these things you can just work in them. And like I said, you're not going to break anything. Nothing's going to shut down. You're not going to like kill the power in your house or, you know, blow out a drive on your computer or something. Right. It's just, yeah, it's kind of impossible. So that's what kind of makes it fun. Not kind of makes it, it's what does make it fun.
Thank you for joining us on this part two episode at our look into the AI hackathon at Prosper with Brent West and Adam Allott. Stay tuned for our final episode from our talks with Brent to actually give you a list of AI tools and softwares to try yourself and see what simplifies your routine. Also, we'll talk about the importance of humanizing and iterating on your AI outputs. If you found this episode helpful or valuable, please share this with a friend you think could benefit from a listen. Also, be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to not miss our future episodes. We'll see you next time for part three. Cheers.